Good morning, everyone. Thank you so much, our worship team, for your wonderful songs. First of all, I'm very grateful to God for giving me this chance to share the message today. And thank you, Chaplain Sherry, for offering this opportunity. At the same time, I am very blessed to be here as a part of APNTS community, especially as we celebrate the 35th anniversary this week. God is faithful. His promises never fail. Every morning we receive His new mercies. And also, it's a great blessing for me to meet with you all. I really intend it. Each of your life has been a great testimony for me. And there is no greater joy than to have you in my life, especially my journey of faith. So this morning, I will focus on the text, but at the same time, I will just reflect how hard it is to fix our eyes upon Jesus and how it will work, how it works. I hope you understand my English. And at the end, I want to challenge all of you. God will speak something today through my life and experiences. I will just share my testimony. Some of you might know me very well, like those who are close to me and those who live with me at the Geneva too, and those who are from spiritual group, because time to time, like even in Koinonia, time to time, I had time to share about my stories, my background, and the challenges and the struggles that I had in life. But some might not. So I would like to share my background a little bit. I'm from Myanmar. I came from this northwestern part of Myanmar. My hometown is Kalimyok. Many of our faculty have been there. And I grown up in a Christian home. My father, he is a retired sergeant, and my parents are first generation Christians. We are six siblings. We are two boys and two girls. And since my childhood, I know God, I know about the Bible, and I enjoy being in the church, doing Christian things. But I couldn't have assurance for salvation. Until my teenage year. When I thought about salvation, I thought I will be okay if I do good things. But when I can't be nice and good, I lost that assurance. My understanding about salvation is twisted. And I just assume that, okay, I will know when I die. Or when the time comes, the result will come. And I always focus on my performance, my moral, and what I can do good things. So many times I fail. I couldn't have assurance of salvation. But in 1994, our church had a youth camp. At that camp, this scripture text just directly spoke to me when the preacher read it. It's Colossians 1:20, and through him to reconcile to himself all things, whether on earth or in heaven, making peace by the blood of his cross. At that moment, Holy Spirit just opened my mind and helped me see who I am. And all the assurance and all my being is not based on what I can do, because I cannot. But through Jesus Christ, through his shedding blood, through the cross, the separation, being enemy with God because of sin has been reconciled. I have been in the relationship of peace. There is no condemnation. There is no fear. There is no not enough. There is wholeness. There is perfection. When I feel that, when I experience that, I couldn't hold it. Like, I think several hours I was soaked into tears, and I say, God, thank you, I couldn't do it, but you have saved me because of Christ, because of the cross, I am accepted. Because of Christ, I am loved. Because of Christ, I am free. And from that time on, I really wanted to know more about God, at the same time, teach about God. And after I finished my high school, I end up joining seminary. Actually, it was very hard for me because my father passed away when I was 9. At that time, among the 6 siblings, the oldest brother, he has a job. And others, 5 of us, we are just students. And when I finished my high school, my brother just went me to go for to be a teacher in government school. But despite the family pressure and our struggles, I just joined the seminary. And I finished it and ended up being serving the Lord. It has been 18 years since I started my BTH, and God is faithful. Sorry. He provides everything I need, not only for me, for my family. We can see, if someone asks to me personally, why you serve the Lord whom you cannot see, and what is your fact or what is your witness, I will say that. Yeah, apart from the knowledge that I heard from, I get from church and I get from seminary, I can say that he walked with me. He walks with me. I have many experiences that God showed himself very tangibly. Sometimes when I get depressed, when I lost my faith, I just reminded myself the God who is faithful, who never leave, who always there, who always provide, who always love, who always care. Yeah. So today, dear brothers and sisters in Christ, I don't know where your assurance of salvation rests. If you are like me, let's just fix our eyes on Jesus. Don't think that you can do. Just turn to him and say that I need you. Christ complete our salvation on the cross, and it is finished. Hallelujah. Let's talk to each other. Christ has paid the price. Let's talk to each other. Second, I would like to share how I come to this seminary. Before I came here, I have been involving in ministry as an assistant pastor. This is my church, and the dorm, those pictures, we are the full-time minister in our local church, Rima Assemblies of God. And I also work in seminary, two seminaries, as a Christian education lecturer. And I was so satisfied. I was okay. I content with what I have and what I can do for God. But one day, the seminary that I did my MDiv, it is in Rangoon, Myanmar Evangelical Graduate School of Theology. It's called MEX. They contacted me and asked me, Lian, do you want to go for further study to do PhD? At that time, without thinking really, I said, yes, I'm willing. But in my mind, I don't want. I wasn't ready because, that is Max, I wasn't ready because after my experience in Korea, when I did my MTH, it was in 2009 and 10. I have been struggled with like academic requirements and homesickness. So after that experience, I said to myself, I will never go for further study anywhere. No more. It's enough. I will do what I can do in Myanmar. No more. No more study. But at the same time, I said yes to the school. That was a big heavy burden for me. And time to time, because in our culture, though we don't want, we cannot say no. It's very rude. That's how I grew up, you know. I will not say no to something that I don't want. I will still say yes, but I will struggle with that. So I struggle a lot and I pray to God, what is that? What is these things coming to me? I told you, I don't want to go for further study anymore. And time to time, God really prepared myself. When God opened some way, you cannot deny, because you are not yourself. You are not owned by yourself. You are not owned by your family. You are not owned by your purposes and dreams in life. God is the one who controls. God is the one who guides you. God is the one who knows the best. I really struggle and I pray to God. And he gave one verse that is, for to me to live is Christ and to die is gain. As a human being, I have some plan, you know. I will just stay with my mom, do the ministry in my hometown, and if I can get someone, I will have a family and I will just do the ministry with my own family. But when God say, you go, I have to say, okay, because of this text. For to me, it's not to have, to fulfill my dreams. It's to live for Christ, what he wants me to do. And at that very moment, I said, okay, yes. That time, the yes is with full assurance. Yes, I will go. At the same time, sorry, please, someone help with tissue. Sorry, I finished my tissue, sorry. So God really prepared me, and after I say yes, I still have some doubts, and I ask God, I raise questions. Don't you know that my knowledge is limited? Don't you know that my English is very poor? How can I finish that PhD degree? And God said, Leanne, don't you know that I gave this gear to people who built my tabernacle? I gave the skill, the knowledge how to build. You think that your knowledge is yours? Am I the one who gave you? And again, my next question was, Lord, okay, you will give the skill, the knowledge. And what about my personality? I'm very unique. I'm very emotional. I'm very reserved. And I'm very weak in some areas. And God said, Leanne, you know, I used the boy who bring 5 loaves and 2 fish. You have that loaves and fish. Just bring it. I will multiply it. When I decide to come, I don't bring enough ALTS. I don't have enough strength to bear all these things, but God bless it. Now I am almost finishing my coursework, and next semester I will defend my proposal. And next year I will do my dissertation defense, and I will go back home. Not because of my ability, not because of how much I know, not because of how smart I am, but because I said, okay, God, I have this little, just use it, just bring it for your name, just glorify yourself through it. And also, I really thankful to God for providing very understanding professor, faculty, and friends who helped me along this journey. I can't walk alone. Some people help me with my English for revision, correction, everything I need. Some people, they help me when I am down. They pray for me, they comfort me. And if I say everything, I don't have enough time, so I will just go on. At the same time, my mom, actually, after I got a talk with the school that I work, that sent me here, I went back to my hometown and stayed with my mom. And though I am not the eldest one, other siblings, they all got married, and I am the only single. So I thought, maybe even in the Bible and even in Burmese culture, taking care of our parents is the most important, and it's a blessing for us. So I just said, Lord, if I can stay with my mom and just be with her, I will be very satisfied as much as I can get time with her. But God just used me, used my mom. One day she told me, Leanne, I don't want you to be busy with myself. You just go. If you are in the ministry, working for God, seeing those things and hearing those things, I will be so satisfied. So on that very day, I said, okay, it's done. It's time to go. And God also prepared everything, like scholarship and the school, the accreditation from CHET or something. I was asked to come in 2015 June, but that time we don't have our program didn't have the get ready to start the classes, so I came in October 2015. So I came with my mom's blessing. It's a great joy for me. Whenever I think about home, I said, Lord, you are more important than my family. You are more important than all the concerns that I have. And God is really faithful. Though my mom has some health issues, I think 2016, she was in hospital and God healed her. And right now she's very healthy and I don't need to worry for her. And God is really showing himself that he is more than enough for us. He is above our concerns. Now I want to share about my GPA. Being a student, our GPA really matters. But today, my GPA sharing will not be about the grade point average. It is my G means gain, what I gain in APNTS. It is my pain, what I have suffered being a student here in APNTS. And it is what I aim for my future. So my GPA. But the office and the staff knows how I got. Yeah, God shows really strong, not because of my good accolades and my smartness. God is really good. I got beyond my ability and I got beyond. I mean, the real GPA also. I can testify that God really impart the knowledge and skill that we need to finish. So my gain, being here, very nice. I haven't heard about the APNTS before. Just before I come here, the president of the seminary that sent me here, he shows the picture, he Googled it. Lian, next week you will go there, see? Those are in the mountain areas. See the trees and I don't know, I didn't really see all on Google, you know, when he shows to me. And he just warned me, it will be not like your experience in Korea, okay? It's in the mountain area, maybe a little bit far from Manila and something like that. And I said, oh, no problem, I'm ready, I will go. And after coming here, all the classes, Allah, all the friendship, new friendship made, very, very, very joyful, very delightful. And I really enjoyed my first year. Every time we are, you know, we are given priorities and, you know, being fresher, very nice. Though I adjust with some weather, place and people, because everything is new to me. Though I'm from Myanmar, but still I need to adjust something. But despite the adjustment, I really enjoy. And one time, that was in Wooten Chapel. I was very excited. Being in chapel and the message was very wonderful. And at that time, God spoke to me. Hey, Lian, you are very enjoying, right? You're very enjoying. You're very enjoying because you have no problem. Everything is perfect. You are surrounded with good people. You are loved and everything is provided. You are very joyful. And I said, yes, yes, I am. And again, God said, if some difficulties comes into your life, will you still be joyful? And at that moment, I don't have answer. I couldn't say yes. And I know myself, oh, though I thought I'm very, very strong, but I couldn't even say yes. I couldn't say yes to the question that God was asking. So second, my pain, it started in 2017. I don't know why I couldn't sense any presence of God. Though I have everything, I have everything. I have a sponsor. I don't need to worry. I have very best friend. I have very good professors. I have very good roommates. Everything is perfect. But I couldn't sense God's presence. That was the hardest time in my life. One time in 2017, April, I was lying on my bed in the morning. When I wake up, I thought to myself, I don't want to go anymore. I just want to finish today. I don't have strength. I don't have hope. I don't have excitement because I couldn't sense God's presence. I was in the dark guest room. I couldn't have hope, no excitement, and I don't want to do, I didn't want to do anything. And that day I said to myself, if this day would be the last day, I would be very happy. But evil couldn't overcome it, hallelujah. Evil couldn't overcome me. God just used different means and method to get me back, to get me experience His love, to get me experience His presence. And I can say, I have many things to say, but I will highlight only 4 points, 4 incidents that I really understand that God is working. God was working. The first time, it was in 2015, March. It was in January. Since January, yeah, the feeling has started already. That day, I couldn't want to go to chapel. I don't want, but I just went down, and I was there. And that day was Chinese Culture Day, and worship was led by WMC Group. And when, as soon as they start the song, the first song, my heart is something inside me walking, you know. I was just soaked into tears, especially when they sing the song, "It is well with my soul." Even in my darkest hours, I just said, "It is well with my soul. I know you will not leave me. It is well with my soul, whatever I am facing right now." And God just prepared me. And through the message of the pastor from China, I think he's Yao Ben's father-in-law, when I heard the revival and the excitement and the passion, it just contagious to me, hallelujah. And God was asking me during the chapel, "Lian, where are you? My people are exciting for my ministry. Where are you? What are you doing? What is your focus? When you are downcast, what are you doing?" And that day, yeah, the first warning sign ring the bell, alarm clock bell to me through that Chinese Culture Day. And the second, I think it was in March, it was faculty installation for Mom Becky Davis. I was there, and through her inauguration address, she said like that, I noted on my diary, sorry, I forget. It says, "God sent me here, so I am here. You matter. It matters because Christ matter. You matter because Christ matter. Your study matter because Christ matter. My study matter because Christ matter. Because people matter. We need to do things." That just worked in my heart, and it helped me to see my role and my future calling for the ministry. And again, But still, the darkness is still there. But I keep on doing, going, and yeah, doing the normal thing. People will not notice me because I'm very reserved, so I just keep. But those two incidents, yeah, come after one by one. And the third one, we have one-time devotion with Mom Sherry in our dorm, and she talked about blind men. And if Jesus were here tonight with you girls, what will you answer? If Jesus asks you, what do you want me to do? And in my heart, I said, I want to get out of this pain, this absent, not feeling, experiencing his presence. And I couldn't do it. Just in my heart, it just formed, you know, like faith. It cannot appear, but God just helped me to come back. And at last, one time in library, I was studying at that time. Something stirred inside of me, and I went down to prayer room. And that time, I felt that, like this girl, it was in World War II. I surrendered everything, and I just said, God, I need you. I need you. I surrender everything. I don't know how to do. I don't know what to do. I surrender everything in the midst of fear, shame, hopelessness, frightening, bitterness, hearts, all the feelings. Exactly, I feel like that girl, small girl, nowhere to go, but just heading. But for me, I head to God. I said, Lord, I don't know what to do, but I just surrender. And from that day on, I could recover back. Hallelujah. God scooped me down and take me back. And from that time of each moment, I feel his presence. And through your life, even when I see someone smile, even Lou and Sarah's wedding, when the boys and little boys and girls, when they bring up Bible, the rings and things, I felt like, oi, God spoke to me like that, like, hey, you are my boys, you are my daughters, you know, I will run to you, I will, my reckless love is following after you. No mountain will, yeah, will separate us. I will just climb after you. No walls will separate us. I will just broke it down. I will run after you. Yeah, from that time on, I could recover back and I could experience God back again. It's already 12. So this is my last response song. During those darkest hours, God really spoke to me one song. Though I was in deep pain and depression, actually I have many worries, but sometimes it's nothing again. But I worried it again, and those things make me, how to say, you know, make me far away from God. But at the same time, during those days, God just opened up himself to me, and I could figure out what is the most important thing in life. What is the most important thing in life? And through this song, yeah, God just revealed what is the most important thing in life. So I want you all to listen with a, yeah.
If I could have one desire, before my life is through, even in my darkest night, my light would shine for you. If I could stop the hands of time or make a wish come true, I would tell my heart to burn. My one desire. You are my saving grace, anchor of my soul.
Thank you so much. Let's all stand up and pray. Dear God, our Heavenly Father, thank you so much for your love and grace. Thank you for opening the way of salvation for us. We give you thanks for the sacrifice of Jesus Christ and the example he showed us to follow. Though it is hard, help us to follow you faithfully. Help us to throw off all the things that hinders our devotion and love to you. I pray for all the friends here, Lord. Someone might be in the same situation like me. You meet them in their need. Provide the strength that they need. And help them say, because of the cross, because of Jesus, I am strong. Holy Spirit, help us. We need your help. Help us in our weaknesses. Help us ways to find joy in you despite the circumstances. Strengthen us. Show us to love each other despite our limitedness. Help us to follow the way of Jesus. Help us to always fix our eyes upon Jesus. Help us to run the race with perseverance and finish the goal for your name's sake. In Jesus' precious name we pray. Amen. Please remain standing for the benediction.